expect to see you today, Charlie, with Maria.
Milling around like regular board meeting, August
3rd, 2015. Good evening, everybody. I'd like to call to order for the Village of Rhino Lake, regular board meeting for August 3, 2015, at 7 o'clock. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Crowley. Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez. Trustee Tremont.
Present. Thank you. Donna, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the regular board meeting of July 20, 2015?
So
moved. Second. Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Any public comments? Hello, Luke. may I get a motion for the consent agenda, including items, oh my word, 5.1 through 5.16. Now I know I have two bottles of water up here. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Item 5.1, approve the accounts payable in the amount of $203,283.80. 5.2, approve payroll for the period ending July 26, 2015, in the amount of $128,699.87. 5.3, adopt a resolution approving the work order with Baxter Woodman Incorporated to conduct a pavement management report at a cost not to exceed $19,500. Item 5.4, adopt a resolution approving a work order with Baxter Woodman Incorporated to conduct a feasibility study on well number 3 at a cost not to exceed $5,000. 5.5, adopt a resolution approving the purchase of a SWAN, S-W-A-N, Monitor AMI Tribes chlorine monitor at a cost not to exceed $5,440 and to have Baxter Woodman Control Systems Integration connect the monitor to the Village SCADA system at a cost not to exceed $4,190. Everybody got that one? Yeah. 5.6, adopt a resolution approving a contract with Sawville Tree Service Incorporated for tree and stump removal services associated with designated hazard trees at a cost not to exceed $23,928. 5.7, adopt a resolution for the construction of state highways in the Village of Rhino Lake. Item 5.8, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of a 20x30 frame-style gathering tent from NEW Tent Manufacturing at a cost not to exceed $3,848. Item 5.9, adopt a resolution adopting the school resource officer intergovernmental agreement between the Village of Round Lake and the Board of Education of the Round Lake Area Schools Community Unit School District number 116. Item 5.10, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of a mobile Instar system, adopt a resolution authorizing the purchase of a mobile in-car system computer server from Current Technologies at a cost not to exceed $3,682.66. 5.11, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department to purchase and replace the outdoor wireless access points for squad car video uploading from Current Technologies and contract with Current Technologies to install the hardware at a cost not to exceed $2,943.67. Item 5.12, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department to purchase 15 Digital Ally First VU HD chest camera systems and one First VU HD charging dock station at a cost not to exceed $13,830.80. Item 5.13, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department participation with critical uptime services for an uninterruptible power supply preventative maintenance service at a cost not to exceed $3,600. Item 5.14, adopt a resolution authorizing the Village of Round Lake Police Department to replace the batteries in the uninterruptible power supply using critical uptime services at a cost not to exceed $5,747. Item 5.15, adopt a resolution approving an agreement for information technology support with Current Technologies Corporation. And item 5.16, accept the June's treasurer report as presented. May I have a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Fry. Is there any conversation?
Yes. Would you read 5.5?
Item 5.5.
I have a question on when are we going to be receiving that, Alita?
Is it literally 500? Wow.
It's all the parts, it's pretty impressive.
Great. Good news. Good news. We'll be looking for volunteers.
We don't need to come and buy a boat again, but it's our boat.
Can we hold this conversation until we get through this motion, please? So we have a motion and we have a second. Any other conversation? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fry.
Aye.
Trustee Newby.
Aye.
Trustee Turpin.
Aye.
Motion carries. That was a big one. Thank you. From the clerk's office, items 6.1 through 6.4. Madam Clerk.
The Greater Round Lake Fire Protection District will be having a blood drive on Saturday, August 8th. And if you're interested, please contact Paul Roars at the Fire District. And if you need your email address, I can supply it. I think I sent everybody an email already. So if you're interested, the hours are going to be between 9 a.m. and 3. And then they also, the Greater Round Lake Fire Protection District, will be having their MBA drive, so the booth, on Saturday, August 15th. And those hours are going to be between 9 and 1, I believe. 9 and 1. And they're only going to be on Sugar Lake in 134. So going to be in the area, so you dig deep. The Round Lake Chamber is bringing the Vietnam Movie Wall to the Round Lake area community September 3rd to the 7th, and they're in need of volunteers in two-hour increments, and I sent everybody out the hours that they're looking for, so if you're interested, please contact, I was going to say Monica, but Shanna? And it's going to be at the northeast corner of Home Depot parking lot, which is closest to Chase Bank. And it's going to be there 24 hours, so anybody can come at any time. Then the IML. I sent out an email a couple weeks ago regarding the IML, and everybody has information in front of you as well. It has a preliminary agenda. It doesn't have, you know, the details of what everything is going to happening between those sessions. But please take a look, and if you're interested, I think I like the mayor's idea from last year that when we do go and we do go to sessions, that we have to report back to the board and do a little synopsis. If you look at the registration on the last page, if we do the total package, it's $310. If you try to do like a 1 or 2 day, it's not cost effective. Because the total package, you also get one lunch and one banquet dinner, which is Saturday night. If you do want to go to the banquet dinner and bring a sprout, that cost is $125 per. And sometimes, I know at the IML you can get extra tickets, but sometimes they're hard to come by. Mayor, do you want to add anything to it?
One of the things that we were discussing is the cost of the IML conference. It is an expensive weekend, and it is a weekend that provides a lot of information, services, and tools. One of the things that I would like us to consider, what I'm going to recommend here is a recommendation, and let everybody think about this and get back to me, and maybe at the next board meeting. When do we have to register, Patty?
Right. The sooner you decide, the better you are to be able to get a room. But the deadline for the IML conference is beginning of September. And I did look up the rates for the hotels, which is actually on the second page. The main level is $235 if you want executive level. And the executive level has the continental breakfast every morning, which saves, even though it's a little more expensive, it saves on cost as far as eating. And it has snacks in the afternoon and cold drinks, pop soda, and what have you. And I compared it to last year's rate. For the executive level last year was $265 plus tax per night, and the executive level this year is $278, so it did go up $13. But you could also go on the other floors if you choose. And if you want a window view, it's $40 extra. Oh, no, a lake view.
My window view of pigeons was just fine last year. Back to the topic of the IML. I think it's very intelligent to have our newly elected officials go. As you know, for newly elected officials, Tressler Group, our attorneys, Mike, thank you. This is the second time, puts on a wonderful seminar that gives great information on more than just OMA and FOIA. Code of Conduct, GIF Acts, et cetera, and provides a lot of information for newly elected officials that I think is very important to have. Send those newly elected officials down to the IML for another shot of information and education, and I think we're doing well. The one thing that I do know is it does cost a lot of money, so my recommendation is that we may rotate three trustees each year. As we go down there, I would like us to meet before we actually attend the IML and set up an itinerary or a schedule to what each board member is going to go to, either what they are personally interested in or maybe something that relates to the department that they are a liaison assigned to. Take notes on those topics, come back, and we can share them at another board meeting. If somebody from the three that is chosen to go this year cannot make it, draw straws, do whatever you need if somebody else wants to go down. Or are we overthinking this too much and should we just provide a very good schedule of what we're going to attend and attend that and bring that information back and have a discussion about it? I think it's important, though, that we are spending public money. And I think it's important that we go down there with an intent. And I think it's important that we be able to show that we have an agenda that we've created and we're seeking the information that we're going there for. So that's the topic. I don't think we need to discuss it right now, but let's think about it. Give me phone calls. Throw in your 2 cents and let's make a decision by our next board meeting so Pandy can get all confirmation of our reservations. Yeah.
I thought the Saturday night banquet was not a very good banquet. Mr. Clement is definitely still on.
Madam Clerk?
If you look at the pricing, the price for the school session includes all 3 days, Saturday luncheon, and the Saturday banquet ticket for $3.10. If you try to do it a la carte, it's more expensive. So if you're going to pay for the sessions, the ticket's going to come with it. If you want to give it to somebody else who maybe wants to go to the dinner,
if you go down there for 2 days, mm-hmm. it costs more than the entire thing with the dinner and the luncheon.
Yes.
A la carte just doesn't work. Nice try. That's my first.
That's my first. What I heard from a lot of people was,
I'm a musician. I'm jaded. I'm not going to say anything. So that's it about the IMO. Again, please give this some consideration. Take a look. Again, they do not have a complete itinerary. Hopefully they will have one out soon. But that's an overview of the sessions that they're going to have available. There'll be more detail to come. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Administration, item 7.1.
Attached is a Blackboard Connect renewal notice for our notification systems to those residents. Staff is requesting the board approve the attached resolution and the renewal notice as we continue to use that system. Questions?
You have to have a motion first. Motion.
Let me read it, please.
Okay.
As described by Administrator Shields, item 7.1, adopt a resolution approving a contract with Blackboard Connect for outreach messaging services at a cost not to exceed $9,000.
So.
Motion made by Trustee Trifon, seconded by Trustee Newby. Any questions for Mr. Shields? Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Neely.
Aye.
Trustee Trifon.
Aye.
Trustee Foy.
Aye.
Trustee Fresh.
Aye.
Motion carries. Special events, National Night Out, Tuesday, August 4th. Trustee Trifon, anything to add?
We currently don't have a Facebook page, but I put it out on Facebook and a few other sources, and we're hoping somebody who can and likes to do face painting will let us know ASAP. If they have their own materials, great. If they don't, then we would need to purchase materials.
Are materials readily available? Are they close? Do we have to travel, mail order?
It's from Hobby Lobby.
Hobby Lobby has them. So if we get a face painter, it's easy to get the material.
Yeah.
I have a brush and a roller.
The roller should work real nice.
Yeah.
So, I'll figure it out.
Black bastard. Adequate volunteers for all the other things.
Chief already commented, we have our tent and we have good weather ordered. So everybody call a neighbor, call a friend, bring a kid, and let's go to National Night Out on Tuesday. What is the time again, please?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? 5 until?
7 o'clock.
Usually it's on the
road. When will the police shut us down, Chief? When it gets dark. Very good. Looking forward to it. Mayor's comments. Item 14.1, Route 53 Corridor Land Use Committee Report. Again, this is something I do not have a lot of information to share with you. We are attending these meetings. There you are. As you know, the Land Use Committee has been split into two separate subcommittees. We are on the Open Space and Natural Resources Committee. The reason I put this on here is you've probably seen some press about five core communities that is, quote, giving pushback. And Round Lake is one of the five core communities, the core community of the 53 corridor. I don't think it is necessarily pushback that makes for a good title in the newspaper, but what the five core community is we're taking a look at the process of what Route 53 is doing. And they're putting some very, very stringent measures on each municipality that is in that corridor. agreements that any community just outside of the corridor does not have to abide by. And some of these things are a memorandum of understanding, an intergovernmental agency agreement, agreeing to have a CPC, which is a corridor planning council. All of these things relate to different layers of bureaucracy and levels that will remove municipal authority from each one of us in that corridor. And all five communities have a problem with that. So we organized and met, made a broad general statement after our first meeting. There was another meeting called, and we put down on paper some requests that we sent to the Illinois Toll Commission, to Lake County, and to, help me out, Steve, who's the other third party, Toll Commission?
CMAQ,
thank you. And said, hey, these are the things that we have a problem with. And it was well received. They said they understood, they looked at it, and would start initiating removing these different requests. You know, one of the problems that was stated in there was very clear that if you do not agree to the memorandum of understanding and you want to back away from it, that's all well and fine. But you also then give up your right to attend any other meetings and decide in how this process continues. So, you know, either do it my way or the highway is essentially what was going on. These are things that they're saying we need to vote on and agree upon. And one of the things that we noticed is show us the MOU, show us the IGA, who's going to be in the CPC. None of this has been determined or written. So the question is how can I bring information to the board that you want me to vote on, to my board of trustees here, and have them vote on something when we don't even have the information? And that's been the topic of what you may have seen in the news about five municipalities getting pushback. There's never been any conversation about whether you were a proponent or an opponent of the roadway itself. That conversation does not happen with these five communities. So that's really all that I can give you on this. Steve and I met with Mr. Burton, the administrator from Lake County, and chairman Lawler, and we had a conversation about other topics, not just that one, but they understood what we were saying and where we're coming from, and I'm sure those topics will be addressed. If anybody has an idea, the Lake County Municipal League annual golf outing is September 7th? September 5th. Mandy Flora, the new director for Lake County Municipal League, is asking if municipalities would like to donate a raffle or a basket for their raffle. And we are going as guests of Tressler Group, and Round Lake will be attending that. I was going to ask the board if they thought it would be all right for me to reach out. Joe's been a very good friend, to reach out to Lakes Bowl and buy maybe a gift certificate for a foursome of bowling one night and supply that to the league. Everybody okay with that?
Mayor, just a correction, that is September 2nd. You were correct.
September 2nd. Very good. I'll do that, then. I'll take care of that. Thank you. And one other thing is I just want to comment on the weather that we had last night and what seems like we escaped something that could have been horrific by the skin of our teeth. There was a tornado. I don't think it touched down in Round Lake, but it came over the top of us and was snapping trees off, knocking trees over. A very small, well-defined area, mostly on Park Avenue, Lincoln, Orchard, Ravine, Cranberry, that area right there. We think that the tornado was kind of one of those things that skipping our neighbors to the east, around Lake Park, I think suffered some more damage than we did. A place that's near and dear to our everybody's hearts and stomach in the area. Pizza Place lost their roof, sustained an incredible amount of damage. I think we got by very lucky. I know of one house that did sustain a significant amount of damage. But riding down there this morning after the storm and seeing the devastation that happened with trees knocked down, wires knocked down, we were very close to having something horrific happening. And I just want to say, last night when the sirens went off, I called Chief Paul Mapleport from our fire district. And I had to inform him that the mayor's cell phone lost its battery. It was not charged. So I gave him a couple of other numbers for him to contact me if he needed to. I said, I'm available. I'll be there. But right now I'm stepping back. They were setting up an emergency command center, taking control of the traffic, shutting down 134 and anything around the fire department. It was chaotic on the phone. I said, I'm stepping back and staying out of your way. You guys do your job. And what a job they did. And I also want to say that 2.5 years ago when I decided, well, 3 years ago when I decided to run for mayor, one of the things that we had planned, remember that Henry, Sue, Patty, I made a statement of, I don't know everything I need to know about municipalities and how to be a mayor, but I do know how to make a team, and I do know how to formulate a team. And I can tell you with beyond a shadow of a doubt, even with my phone not being able to be contacted. I talked to Chief Mapleport. He said Nina Larson from our police department was there. He also knew that Public Works was contacted. And I said, they're part of that team. I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that our police chief, Mike DeLette, was on his way to this emergency without speaking to him. That's part of the team. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that our newly appointed Director of Public Works was contacted and that he was on his way. I knew that I did not have to speak to these individuals to see if they were responding. I knew it. And it gave me a level of comfort and satisfaction that that team has been assembled, and talking to other working factions, hats off to everybody, Adam, Chief, the response was quick, immediate, and effective. We were within a couple inches, I think, of not looking for trees on telephone lines. We were within a couple inches of looking for loss of life and looking for missing people in fields. Cars overturned. I mean, this was really close. My house is only 200 yards away from where this incident is. I had no idea that it even happened. So, I mean, these things can be silent killers, and I feel really fortunate, thank God, that there was no injuries, let alone loss of life. And I want to say thank you, Chief, Adam, Steve. I know that you were contacted, and Paul Mapleport, he's not here, but what a fantastic response. And I'm telling you, it was comforting knowing the people that was involved in keeping us safe. And with that, I will pass it on to trustees' comments.
Well, I will not be here for the next 4 days. Other than that, Steve, you probably have to ask last week, but I'm going to ask you this week. How are we doing on multi-family dwelling?
Thanks, Charlie.
Trust people, I mean. I decided to do it backwards. Because that was back in our process here, we'll eventually get the information we need, because I know this is going to come in the court. Eventually, I corresponded with them on what he actually needs to bring the court in front of a judge, but he has not received it. I actually didn't collect it. Well, that's where we stand. Once I get that, I mean, we've had to do just once with them, and I sort of pushed it aside because the landlord said he had no agreements for anybody in that household. So the next step is if you're in court, what do you need from staff to provide to the judge to say this is truly a multi-family house? Appreciate it, Steve. I will let the Homeowners Association know. Thank you.
From our police department to our public works department, all the way to our fire district, the responses and the all the work that we've done, I thought was rather amazing in such a short period of time, and it carried throughout today too. See, everyone worked together between all three, just meshing as though they sort of joined in and did what they needed to do without a whole lot of work. They just all pulled together and did some pretty amazing work today. And we should all be commended for that great leadership because it shows three people. So thank you.
On that, I was in my yard, in my normal yard, and I had one of my neighbors walk over. And he pointed at a tree, and the tree was crumbling. So I asked about that tree to get at the last board meeting. And what it was that this guy is one of those people that not only is he busy, but he's busy all over the neighborhood. He's one of those people that if you do something extremely good, he tells everybody. But if you make a mistake, want to do something, he'll tell everybody that too. And I told him about this. He says, you know, that used to didn't happen around here. And I said, yeah. I said, well, we have a new director of public works. He's going to talk. And that's true. And it's been that way with not only that, a whole lot of other things. People stop me in grocery stores and what have you. Say, hey, you know, my trash can got so much door. Some things you can handle, some things you can't, but you know, the thing of it is that it's always something that's being said that's good. It's very important. My hat's off to you. Now, getting to the chief. You know, Thursday night, the end of May, went to the Lake County Municipal League meeting. And dinner too at the same time. There, our Michael Nierheim, the state attorney, he was in there and he had a PowerPoint presentation. In that PowerPoint presentation, he talked about prescription drugs, drop off, body cams, all the upload of those pictures. Movies we come off of those body cams, carrying naloxone or whatever that is, and back in on May 30th, we saved the life of one of them. Two now. But see, he was a little slow. I knew that. And I told the mayor, beginning to look over at me, asked him to say, do we do all of that? Sure we do. We're so far ahead of the curve, it ain't even fun. Bottom line is that we have a chief that is proactive. And for that, I want to commend you on what you do. That's the reason why when they beat me up and they give me, I get that Smith Band-Aid and the cure comb out and give me all the money we can get. That's why. But the thing is that I appreciate being able to be liaison to go to a meeting. And McMahon had a 55-page PowerPoint that he was busy talking about. And you're sitting there, and all the others, we're sitting amongst the round lakes of the world, you know, our suburbs. And we're sitting amongst other people, and they're all sitting there with blank faces because they didn't do what we had done. Everything he opened his mouth to do, we had already did. We were already involved in it. It's better to be proactive than reactive, especially with the police department. think we're doing a fine job. I'm glad to be a part of it. And with that, the United States is a good team. We stay on.
Thank you, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about the storm, we just received a text from Trustee Rodriguez, the store is without power, so he's there pumping water out of the store. So that's why he's not here. Tons of power. Part of the storm though, Chief had a very, very busy week last week, like every week, and as he does, he did want to be here to protect us, and I'm just honored to be able to interview you, Chief, that you have all of these things that I'm looking for. And to this day, I'm glad that you're our Chief, and I'll be here for a long time. Adam, what an awesome job all of course did during the storm, after the storm for cleanup, helping others in the community, the area residents of the law and the community to come together at a time like this to help another one. So thank you all, and that's all I have.
Thank you, Don. Any additional business? If not, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 7:37.
All right, Chief, thank you for the email.